Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail. Okay, we have a question here from Penny. Penny says, I have a question for Natalie and Travis. Did either of you meet your replacements? And if so, what was it like? The answer is yes.
We did.
We did meet our replacements. Replacement was actually, I was her replacement.
Yeah, you were the replacement.
I was a replacement, then she replaced me. I did meet Liza. I have two memories of meeting Liza. The first one was when she had come to, just gotten to LA. She was living in New York when she was offered the job, and she had just gotten to LA and came to the studio to say hello, maybe do a fitting, And it was one of like my last week. And I remember she came to the set to say hello, and it was, everybody was sort of like, oh, here she is. And it was, she was lovely, and there was no fight. I don't know if people thought that there was going to be like, I was going to throw her in the fountain. But
get off my stage, bitch.
She was so sweet and very warm. And I hope I was the same. I think I very much had a vibe of like, I'm so close to being out of here. So I was kind of checked out. But the second time I met, I had already met her, but the second time I guess I had any kind of contact with her was I had already left the show and I was on the lot for an audition. And it was pretty soon after I had left the show. So, you know, when I went to the lot, I was like, oh, my friends are here. I'm going to go say hello. So I went and said hi to everybody. And I remember going to the makeup room and she was in. It was kind of just the two of us, I think. I like went in there to say hi to people and they left us in there alone. And I remember I had this very vivid visual memory of her taking off her body makeup and me thinking, you do that? Like, I'd take mine off the next day in the shower, but okay, good for you. You like you're a normal human being who would like I'm a heathen, and you're taking off body makeup like one should
Why
after
didn't
work.
You?
Because I could like go to the club and like have body body makeup on. It's like the reason I'm wearing makeup now from work today. It's like I'm gonna self tape or something. I can go on a date.
Free makeup.
It's free makeup. Yeah, it's my poverty mentality. But I just remember also her asking. As she, again, very, very warm, very lovely, as she's taking off her body makeup like a normal human person would, she was like, how is it going? Like, basically, how is it out there? Like, you know, auditioning and stuff. And I was like, I said something like, better than here, or something that I didn't mean for it to come out the way it did. And I just sort of stressed all day after that, thinking, did she think I meant, I'm so fucking glad I'm not here anymore, even though I did? I hope that's not how it came across. So those are my two memories of meeting Liza, both very, very positive, encounters for me. Travis Schultz.
Okay. So me,
I can help you out with this one.
Yeah.
Talk about checked out.
Okay. So I had a couple of things going on with me when that transition was happening. It was, denial and, cover up. So I was in denial. I was going to miss these people, and then I was going to miss this job, and then I was covering up all the emotion that was coming up because of the denial. Mm. So I was very kind of blasé about all that stuff. I was like, "Oh yeah, hey, what's up, Eric? You know, good luck," and polite. But I don't remember. I because I'm so competitive and because I also didn't want to be a dick about it, you know, I just kind of was nice about it. But I remember thinking, oh, that's okay. That's different. Mm. And that was really all I remember.
Good, because I will step in.
Yeah. But I remember like, he was nice.
I don't know if this was the first time you met him. I think it might have been. Boy, are you in for a surprise.
Oh, I am.
You had lunch with him.
I had lunch with him.
And me.
And you.
The three of us had lunch.
Oh, wait. In the cafeteria?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yeah. So Eric
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So Eric had...
Did you see why I married her?
You were... That's the only reason I'm here, guys. Eric had been on the job, I want to say, a day or two. like not, I mean, maybe a week, actually. And you, I'm sensing a theme, you were on the lot for an audition. I guess there were a lot of auditions at CBS Radford that year. You had come onto the lot for an audition and wanted to have lunch with me because I was still working on the show. And I'm like, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I had asked. I think I had said, you know, I'm having lunch with Travis. You should join us. And he was like, that would be really nice, I think, or awkward. I don't know. But yes, I'll do that. And I think I may have cleared it with you as well, even though there were no text messaging back then. I probably called and said, would you be okay with this? And
doesn't sound like you.
I probably didn't then.
No.
No.
I just showed up and I'm like, oh, hey,
I was like,
hey,
we're
Eric,
having lunch
this
with
is awkward.
All of us. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I probably didn't. Yeah, that's why right. I said that.
Yeah.
And we had an, I mean, it was somewhat awkward. Yeah. I mean, because how could it not be?
Yeah.
There was no alcohol involved, obviously, because it was lunch. So there was no like social lubricant to get us to be like, this is crazy, yeah. isn't it? So we kind of had to just sort of play around how weird this was. And like the subtext of like you being in love with me and me denying my feelings for you in real life. And then this interloper coming in and being like, hey, I'm just having lunch.
Right.
I don't know why I'm involved in this. Like you're trying.
I should have said no.
Yeah. This was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
But outside of that, it seemed to be a really nice, it was actually a really, not for me, nice, you know, despite the sort of obvious kind of weirdness on the
well,
surface.
Well, yeah, and I probably really wanted to see you because I was in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I'll bring Eric.
I'm going to bring your replacement.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was like, all right, hey, great. Eric. So that, but that wasn't the first time
I think I that was the first him. Time you met him. I don't, but I can't be sure.
No, that's what I think. That's what I mean. I mean, I think we probably met, but I was just like shake hands kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just so like, didn't want to make a deal out of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, cause of all the emotion of leaving and I was worried. I was also excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember, nervous. Yeah. And then it was like, people were like, did you meet your replacement? And I'm like, what is that?
It's a weird.
What does that matter?
Yeah.
I'm quitting.
I'm done.
I'm not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to meet Eric? Like, well, don't you want to see what he looks like?
And
I'm like,
I got a TV.
Why? It's not like I have any say so.
Right.
But what if he doesn't look like you? It's like, that's their choice.
Yeah.
It's been made. Yeah. It was so funny. It's like, you don't care? No, I really don't. I mean, I'm happy for him.
Well, yeah.
Because he got the job.
I mean, I remember hearing that there was a rumor going around that they were going to replace me with Liza. And I was like, that is so fucking genius. It's not true, but it's genius. Whoever thought of that? Like, there was no way in my mind that was actually going to happen. And then I remember somebody pulled me aside before it was made public. I don't remember who it was. Again,
it wasn't me. I was always the bearer of bad news.
No, it actually wasn't you. It was somebody in like the PR department, I want to see, like maybe Petros or Eva DeMergian or somebody, pulled me aside and said, I want you to know this before anybody else knows, but this is what's happening. And I was like, thank you. First of all, thank you for pulling me aside to tell me this. Also, like, nicely done. That's a fucking great, great idea.
Petros, he was awesome.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Great. Hi, Petros, if you're listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... That's the replacement story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks, Penny.
Cool question. We enjoy you. Hope you enjoy us. Bye. That was Listener Mail.